She's waiting for the Machzorim to come. She's one of these. I want to identify the page numbers. So, I'm not sure what's taking so long to be Machzorim from downstairs. It just takes 1 minute to get there. I can't, I will maybe. It's supposed to bring a whole box up. Be patient. Patience is a virtue. There are source sheets aside from the Mouth that I'm supposed to have, there's also source sheets.
The extra source sheets, yeah, over here.
Plenty of source sheets, but there's not in the Machzorim. I have to wait for the Machzorim to come up. I don't see the understanding that they have a Machzorim. Some of those are.
Are they coming from Glock 2?
It's crazy. Didn't answer too many things. Should I go get it myself?
Here we go.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to. Oh. That's what's supposed to happen originally. Everybody's a Marza. Okay, are we ready to begin? Today's topic is the davening for Yom Kippur. We all have the same machzor in front of us. It's called the Complete Art School Machzor for Yom Kippur. A wonderful work. We're grateful for Art School for putting it out. It's very, very helpful. We'll try in the brief amount of time that we have to cover the highlights of this machzor and even things which are not in the machzor. So the machzor begins with Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur, on page 6. And what's unique about this mincha, the only kind of a mincha which, not in Yom Kippur itself, you have the vidui starting on page 18, which is mandated by the Gemara. The Gemara said that it should be a vidui even before Yom Kippur starts, for various technical reasons we're not going to go into right now. However, it's a matter of dispute whether this vidui is the vidui of mincha, as it's printed on page 18 to page 24, or, as the Ramban would have it, that the vidui that we're referring to is not before the Suda Mafsekas, we daven mincha, but rather thereafter. And that's one of the reasons you have Tefillah Zaka, being on page 38. Tefillah Zaka is found in the Chai Odom, and one of the salient features at the very beginning of Tefillah Zaka is the vidui. You confess that we've made mistakes, we've sinned. And the reason to say it now is because according to the Ramban, this is the time that the halacha, the Gemara, mandates vidui Erev Yom Kippur. It's not really Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, in most shuls, has already started by the time we say Tefillah Zaka, or almost have started. Depends on your particular custom when you say it. But this is after the Suda, instead of before the Suda, is the opinion of the Ramban. The most important paragraph is on page 40. It's so important that the Chafetz Chaim said it should be moved up from the original text. The paragraph begins with the word velios, which is a critical paragraph which tells us that we are fearful that we have sinned ben adam lachavero to our fellow man, and this Yom Kippur will not atone. What do? So we do two things. One, we forgive everybody for what we've done about to us. For example, Dibro Alei Loshon Hara, and as was discussed in a previous forum, even if we don't even know about it, and they have an answer to forgiveness, we still forgive them. This is very, very important. The only thing we don't forgive is if I can go to Bezdin and collect money. I'm not forgiving money. I'm not collecting Bezdin. That not. Or some wise guy who says, I'll sin and he's going to forgive me. I tell you the truth, I would forgive that guy too. But that's the Tzvilah Zaka is another exception. And then it says, V'lo ye'one shum adam b'sibasi. That's the critical line. We don't want anyone to suffer on our account. That's very, very critical to say on Erev Yom Kippur. And then we say, V'chashem sh'ani mocha l'chol adam, I forgive everybody. As I forgive others, I hope you'll arrange for it, Hashem. Others will forgive me. And this is critical because having others forgive you seems to be indispensable for the tshuva process to work. Although in certain cases when you do all you can, you can't do anymore, presumably the tshuva process can go on even in the absence of a formal mechila on the part of the victim. This is Tfila Zaka. We now begin Kol Nidre. So Kol Nidre begins with a few prefatory psukim, Orzul Atadik, page 56, Al Das HaMakom, page 58, which tells us that even someone who's in Cherem, who's not permitted to walk at the shul the entire year, is allowed on Yom Kippur. And the reason for this is that Chazal tell us that Kol Tainus Tibush in Nima Beposhe Yisrael is not a Tainus, derived from the chelbon and the ktoros, the foul-smelling fragrance, and we invite everybody in to come on Yom Kippur. That's the avayonim. We don't mean someone who said a word of Lashon Hara. We mean someone who's in cherem, not allowed in the whole year. We let him on Yom Kippur. Okay. Then starts Kol Nidre. So Kol Nidre has a number of different situations. Is the English translation as vows, as Nidre. Isori is prohibitions. Shvui is oaths. Charame is consecrations. Konami is Konam vows, Kinus is Konas vows, or Kinuye is equivalent terms. Very nice. Now, the next words are critical. Di Indarna, Udi Ishtabana, Udi Acharemna, Udi Asana Lafshasana. What does that mean? So, Art School translates that we may vow, swear, consecrate, or prohibit upon ourselves. All in the future. All in the future. And then he has, in parentheses, Sha'av Yom Kippurim Sha'avar Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh. How can it be? You may vow, but it's past tense now. Then he adds, Yom Kippurim Zeh, Yom Kippurim Abol Enu L'Tova. This is put in by Art Scroll from the Chayotim. You have the Chayotim on top as your first source in the sources that I gave you, where he has a double expression. Past year and next year. Now, a little grammar. How do you have the same verb being both past and future? I don't know a trick how to do that. I just don't know. If you are better in Aramaic grammar than me, there's more power to you. But I don't see how it works. The truth is, there was a footnote about this. Let's see. We may vow. Okay. It's a question of what is past or whether it's future. The little translation of the Andarna is, we have vowed in the past tense. That is correct. So the little translation is sheer nonsense. Sorry to say it. Sheer nonsense. That we have vowed next year. Because except for Art School, no one has that parenthesis. It says that we have vowed from this Yom Kippur to next Yom Kippur. So it's simply nonsensical. What does it mean? How can you say such a thing? It doesn't make any sense. So I have problems. So when I became the Baal Tefillah, sorry for my own problems, I'm representing the entire community, I wanted to speak to an expert on this matter, so I consulted with someone whose name is Dr. Richard Steiner. Anyone knows who that is? No one knows who that is. You've heard the name. Taught here for many, many years, an expert, a real expert in Semitic languages and grammar. He taught in the Brunel Rebbe Graduate School, and he was a former congregant of mine in Riverdale. So while he was still living there, I consulted with him. Now I have, he put a whole article, Kol Nidrei Past, Present, and Future, very nice title, by Richard C. Steiner. Okay? And it's, you can get it in this very, very academic JSIJ. Came out in 2013, 5 years ago. I'll give you a short version. Okay, short version. I asked Dr. Steiner, how do I do this? How do I get this to be future tense without making major, major changes that are going to make the Balabatim crazy? They have a regular mavza. So the only way to do it is if you're willing to do something drastic. What drastic? To change it from plural to singular. That's not so drastic. It'll be singular. I'm speaking myself. No problem. Everyone says along with me. They say what they say, and I say what I say. So I have in front of me the text which I say. Okay? It goes as follows. And if you want to write it down, that's why I gave you this on your text. If you want to write it down, feel free. De no darna. I'm giving you with dots. De no darna. Okay? Ude mishtabana. Not with an aleph, but with a mem. And again, now with a dalad yud. Not over here they have in the Kol Nidrei that we have in our text. Okay, let's review again what page it's on. Page 58. They have the indarna. I said no, the no darna. They have the ishtabana. No, the mishtabana. They have the acharimna. No, I have the macharimna. The asarna I have. Oh, Baruch Hashem, that's the same. But then the most biggest change is al nafshoi, singular. There's a big problem. The Balabatim will get upset. The rabbi is changing the text. But I'm very fortunate. Because there's a very world-renowned niggun for Kol Nidrei. It's said in all places that I've been. Same niggun. And it goes like this. I'm not such a good chazan, but I can sing a little bit. So I go, al nafsha, and everyone yells out, sana, and I say, e. Okay. And then we go future tense. And one more change. B'chulon micharat nabahon. Future tense, not past. Micharat nabahon. Okay. Because what is it? What we have over here is not a hataras nedarim. It's a modah, a mesiras modah. Now, most of you probably on Erev Rosh Hashanah sat down with three other chevra and said what it says in the Siddur and the Mavza, which I don't do because I don't believe it works. You yourself say it doesn't work. You all said, I know you have to be porot in eder, but shmikilu isi porotum. It's like nishkan Shabbos garet. What does that mean? If you don't spell it out, I don't think it works. I don't engage in what I think is that. Everybody should engage in a sham. I don't do it. The second part works. That works. But I don't wait. I do it on Lel Yom Kippur. I do it on Kol Nidrei. Okay? Just saying what you do what you've been doing until now. But I'm just saying what I've been doing in this fashion. Okay? This is the text I have over here. A Kol Nidrei Kehilchos Hashidus Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? This is the singular. Okay? Fine. A little different things about the last line. They changed something which is just a technical matter. No time to go into any further detail. Let's go on. Now my next comment is the Ma'ariv. We go into the Arv Ma'ariv. We say Baruch Shem out loud. We have Shemona Esrei with the Vidui. Then we have the Yala Tachnunenu, page 102. There are traditions, we say, actually, I think there are four significant piyutim that we say. And we say, Kel Melech Yosef Akisei Rachman right away. The only time we say it right away is on Yom Kippur night. Every other time we start with Kel Erech Apayim. I mean, the reason is, in my opinion, that Hashem, who says Yisrael and Kisei Rachman? Ver zokt. Who says? How do you know? The answer is, you already said you're Gimel Midas one time. Oh, he moved to the Kisei Rachum, Kevah Yachol. But Yom Kippur is guaranteed, he's already there. That's why we don't have to say Keler HaPayim. Keler HaPayim, we say, we're not sure he's there yet. So we have to say, he said you're Gimel Midas. And then by the second time he's in, then Yom Kippur night, the first time he's in. This is the only night of the year allowed to say Slichas, you're Gimel Midas before Chatzos. What goes on in certain places is not right, not correct. Not correct. But Yom Kippur is an exception to the rule. We say four times, if I'm not mistaken, the Kel Melech Yosef. The custom is to sing the four Slichasin, which is four Nigunim. And this leads me to a very important Nikud about Nigunim, that the Ramah Paskins, you don't change the text. And in my view, it really extends fundamentally not to change the tunes either. We don't change the tunes. In my shul, I'm the Baal Tefillah, ready for Kol Nidre, and for Musaf, and for Nila, B'li Ayin Hara, for over four decades, and the tunes are basically the same. Maybe the first year or two was till I got things in order. Since then, it's the same. But there's so many new tunes, catchy tunes, and these words, is this, and is that. I love new tunes, not when I'm down for the Yomit. But Shalom Kippur, things don't change. They don't change. That's based on the Maril. Change it could be dangerous. I'm sorry.
I was asking for the source of that.
It's a Ramah. And it was,
for not using the Nigunim either.
Oh, it says they don't change. The original, I should have brought a Mishnah Berurah with me. I don't have a Mishnah Berurah yet. No one brought one. You have to look in the text, in the small print. You have one? So we can see it there. The fundamental point of this is not to get people mixed up. Now, the way to not get, obviously, if you change the text, that can get people mixed up. That's big time. But if you change the tunes, it can also get people mixed up. People are used to what they're used to. And if they're used to what they're used to, you don't want to change it around. You want to leave them to be, in my shul, like it's almost autopilot. They know the tunes better than me. They heard it so many times, over and over and over again. So it's a good thing. So I'm not interested in changing anything. Again, in the original form, it may discuss Piyutim, because the Maril, in fact, changed the Nigan, and he said he felt it was a terrible thing that happened to him, which he attributed to his changing a Nigan, even though he did it L'Shem Shamayim, he wanted to be, guard the honor of the Ephraim in Regensburg. He was in Regensburg, and they said to him they shouldn't do it, and he did it anyway. And it was a very bad thing happened to him. He attributed it to that mistake. So, we are, I'm pretty careful not to get involved in any kind of changes. But you are correct. The original case of the change was a change of text, not a change of tune. But it seems to me that the reason that's given in the Mishnah Berurah that people shouldn't be confused would apply to tunes as well. I'm not finding it, by the way. I don't have time to look for it. If you find it, I'll be happy to quote it as well. Okay, this is Ma'ariv. And so Ma'ariv, we said the Yud Gimel Midas four times. Okay, then we have the Vidu, you have Vino Makenu, and done. After you're done, is Oleinu and the David. And after that, there's Shir HaYichud. By a show of hands, who says Shir HaYichud Yom Kippur night after Ma'ariv? Raise your hand. In our yeshiva, do they say it? Good. So I say it too. We say the whole thing. It takes a long time to say. But it's very appropriate to say it on Yom Kippur. Then we go to Shacharis. Shacharis is regular, the same as on Rosh Hashanah. You say the Shir Shalom at the beginning, with the David at the beginning. Then you have the Adon Olam, Yigdal, with all the brachas. You have Suga de Zimmer, everything's standard. Shacharis is standard. So again, a long Shmon Esrei. Then it's on Chazaras Hashatz. So my first real substantive remark, or really complaint, is source number two. Mashat mihani deharosh shili yuma v'atur simenzet. It's simen tav resh chav. Heviu b'shem agaonim loma shakos hey pamim vayaver. Some say 13 times vayaver. Some say 7 times. Musaf 7 times. Mincha anachnu when he's in us machzorim ein mazkirin afilu pamachas. Terrible. It's a terrible, terrible thing. When I grew up in the shtibul, they had an old machzor, and it said, I'll show you exactly the spot where it said it. It's on page 400 and 12. That's right before Zchara Chamecha, after Yalav Yavo. It said, Kan Omrim Slichas. Three words. Kan Omrim Slichas. Now, why didn't they print the Slichas? Because there were many different customs in many different parts of the world. What Slichas you say? So they couldn't turn them all in. So you had your own Slichas book, and you said the Slichas then. But of course, by now, it's not even here. And I have a very sad tale to tell, that I met Rabbi Nosson Sherman Shlita, main editor of Oskol, the year that the Rosh Hashanah Machzah came out. I said, you plan to put a Yom Kippur Machzah? I said, yeah. He said, you're the only ones who can do it. You can reinstate Slichas. If Oskol will put it in, the world will be a better place. Yes. You know what? Yes. Came a year later, I was very disappointed it's not here. Not even a mention of it. Nothing. What happened? I don't know. Either the editor said it would be too long, or I don't know the reason. But I know here in the yeshiva they say Slichas, and Ashul they say Slichas, and Rabbi Neuberger still says Slichas. Beyond that, anyone else comes to yeshiva and they say Slichas?
Bethar and Tina.
Good. Okay, any other shuls? That's about it. It's terrible. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Reish Ches, Tov lekatzer bepiyutim uveslichas, so you should be able to finish before chatzot in the right time. We're so mekatzer, we leave it out completely. Why? Look at the Aruch Hashulchan's stinging critique. V'yesh min hogem v'she'en lemikah v'nesarim v'heh. V'zeshu me'agaonim, 1,000 years old. V'askor should give a minute, which is the most important part of Yom Kippur, and nesarim v'zeh. Brackets. For the nitzmach hakol me'arichos ha'nigunim asho nishas man lo maslichos ha'mitig ha'mamidus. V'agir yirmiyas yiyav shalom ha'mitaslichos u'kvat sovchu ga'oni olam ala chazonim. It's all the chazonim's fault. Ach ein koach b'yodeinu limchos. The chazonim, they have the keys. They're up there. V'ashem yechaper. May the Lord atone us on Yom Kippur for not saying slichos. Wow. A powerful one. Aruch Hashulchan is the biggest Mulamah Tzchus in Klai. He's the biggest Mulamah Tzchus in history. He defends every custom. Not this. Blame it on the Chazanim. So the truth is, when I came to my shul the first few years, I was about Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. We had a different one for Yom Kippur. I only did Nila. So I told him when I first year I got there, I was the first year, a few months, you'll say Slichas. Rabbi, I can't say Slichas. I never did it in my life. I don't know how to do it. He was a great chazan. So what was I going to do? I was a rookie. Couldn't do anything. A few years later, he went in Aliyah. Big Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, a wonderful Jew. Went in Aliyah. The rabbi, the Baal Batim said, Rabbi, we'd like you to daven. We like your Rosh Hashanah. We like your Nila. I said, I'll make a condition. Slichas. I had him over a barrel. Now, fortunately for me, the Baal Shachris was a Europe Shiid. Grew up in a shtibu where they said slichas the way it's supposed to be. The Baal Mincha, a yeke from Broyers. Oh, he really into slichas. They get up six, they say, oh, they have no pause. They get up 6 in the morning, they go the whole day with no break, and they say so much stuff forever. So I asked him to lend me his Rödelheim Machzer, and I sat down before Yom Kippur. And I looked at what was in his Machzah, which is also in our standard Slichas book. And from that, I made a Nusuch. In other words, we have 5 times Vayavar Shachris, 5 times Musaf, 5 times Mincha. And originally, all I had was a piece of type paper, one typewriter paper, which has what we were going to say, and what page it was on in those old white Slichas books full of mistakes that we had back in 1977. That's when we started this. And then someone made copies, you know, stapled together, and now they even got permission from art school. We have their slichas in a little spiral, and that's what we use right now for the past number of years. It's our own nusach and our shul, and the Rabbi Neuberger and his shul, they put out a different nusach. I'm not sure what they do here in the yeshiva, but we have 5, 5, and 5. I figured more than 5 times. Many gaonim said 7, 5, and 3. I said 7 would be a little too much for the Baal Batim to handle the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So we evened it out 5, 5, and 5. And each time we have 5 of them, we have our own Nusuch. That's what we do. So if there's one thing I'd love to correct in the shuls in America, it would be this. I know it's an uphill battle. Art school let me down. I'm sure they had they must have a reason, but that's what happened. Okay? So that's my major change, if you will, in davening in general. If we could introduce slichos, I think it would be a very, very good idea. The rest of Shacharis goes on. Okay? Then we have Kriyas HaTorah. And then we have Haftorah. And then we have Musaf. So Musaf, again, is a very long Musaf. I want to tell you, it's about tefillah, there's not even a question. The most difficult and taxing, by a long shot, activity is Musaf Yom Kippur. Musaf Yom Kippur takes hours. 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 Musaf Rosh Hashanah, even if it takes 2 hours, including the Sanah Shmoneh Esrei, I don't think it doesn't take more than that. I don't think. It doesn't take me more than that. First of all, it's only 2 hours. Secondly, it's earlier in the day, say 11 to 1, approximately. And third of all, you had a big suda the night before. Yom Kippur, you haven't eaten in many, many hours. It's later in the day, and it's likely going to take you 3 hours. So you're up there for 3 hours, and you're a little hungry, you're a little tired, and someone's even get a little woozy. You have to hold on to the shtender. But to make matters worse, we had slichas. It's another 15 minutes. That's what it takes. 5 ayavas, it's 15 minutes, I mean, approximately. And not only that, but here's my next salient point, which is, I guess, the main point of this entire shiur, is the Seder Avoda, which is the third source on your sheets. Why am I discussing the Seder Avoda as an important piece? Because my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, was so into the Seder Avoda, he taught it on numerous occasions. He taught us, I was privileged to be at one of those occasions when the Rebbe taught the Seder Avoda Be'iyun, and he had many things to say. I mean, he taught the Gemara Yuma Be'iyun. But the Gemara Yuma Be'iyun involved in getting involved in the Seder Avoda, is it accurate? Is it not accurate? But his first comment to us was that all the shuls are doing a terrible thing. What's a terrible thing? They say the Seder Avoda quietly. And you know, my Rebbe was very, very insistent that whatever is a critical part of Shmoneh Esrei must be said out loud by the Chazan, such as Modim. Some shuls they don't say Modim. They say Tov Kilechol Rachamecha. The Mishnah already yelled about that one. My Rebbe went as far as to require Hashem to say Tiftach Yir L'Ratzon, which most people don't require. It's not really part of Shmoneh Esrei. Even that should be done out loud, in his opinion. But the Seder Avoda is certainly an integral part, the most important part. You got to say it out loud. I once spoke to Uv Chazonim and told him this, and one of them was also a Talmud of the Rav, and he told me, sure, I said the whole thing out loud. Oy, 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 oy. He starts on page 554, the words Amitz Koach, that's where the poem begins, that's where the our version begins, Nusach Ashkenaz, that's Amitz Koach, and it does not end, Amitz Koach does not end until page 568, he's reading seven whole, it's 14, but it's English, seven whole pages out loud. Lanias Daiti, that was not my Rebbe's intention. He meant, not the poetry, he's talking about, what's he talking about? How God created the world, that's not the Seder Avoda. There was Adam, and there was Chava, and there's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that's not part of the Seder Avoda. So I only begin to say out loud the last two lines on page 558, which is also, it goes in alphabetical order. I skip from Aleph to Samach, I skip. I start with the Ayins. Also, as we'll see soon, that's where it starts, 558. And I end on page 568, not the entire page that my friend the Chazan said, but rather after the first five lines, which end, Timeim Tvilos Chomesh V'Kiddushim Asara. I'm going to try to spend in the remaining time to discuss the Seder Avoda with you. But since we have to finish up, let me first finish up, then we'll come back. So after we finish Musaf, don't we finish? Whenever we finish, we finish. When do we finish? In Marshall, we start 7:15. Irrespective of when the sun sets, it's going to set half an hour later next year than this year, because it's Hashanah Muberes. We always start at the same time, Hashanah, Yom Kippur, 7:15. Rosh Hashanah, we try to finish after Chatzos, as it says in the Ramah. You should go to Chatzos to Chol HaPachos. Yom Kippur, we finish whenever we finish. And then there's a break. We have a break. When I grew up in the Shtibu, the biggest argument in Yom Kippur was, when do you start Mincha? They finished Musaf, and then we start yelling in Yiddish. Fira Zeger, Finifa Zeger, and no one was keeping track. No one was. And they'd pick a time which is almost always too late. And therefore, they had to rush through the Mincha, even though they didn't say Slichas, and they rushed through the Nila. I said, this is ridiculous. These are the two last feelers before the Chasima. You want to rush through them? So I print in my shul bulletin, which you can't argue with. Ksava shenichta v'tavas ha-melech ein lehashif. I print it in advance, and I allow, listen to this carefully, an hour and 45 minutes for each. For Mincha and for Nila. And we start 5 minutes late, Mincha. That's always, I mean, people come back from their vest. But otherwise, yeah. It's much longer than you might think. First, we say Slichas and Mincha. It's an extra 15 minutes. And we try to go slowly as all the other tefillahs. And Nila, I try to go especially slow. It's the most important tefillah of the whole year. You're running through it. Now, Hayom Yifna, Hashemesh Yavah V'Yifna. Just keep your hands here on 558 to 68, which is our main topic. But once you're at it, I'll show you that where that is found. Hayom Yifna is in the very beginning of the piyutim of Ne'ila. There we go. That's found. Page 736. Hayom Yifna, Shama Shava V'Yifna. The sun will set. Will set, will fade away. All right? On the bottom he says, what if you're late? The sun faded away already. Change it. Hayom Pana. Nah. I never heard of it. Change it. But you really should change it. The real solution is get there before Shkia. And if you want to really daven properly, you should get there more than 1 minute before Shkia. Get there 10 minutes before Shkia. At least, if you want to daven the rest of the Nila slowly and finish at the right time. Now, what's the right time? That's the most important thing I'm saying today. The right time is not too late. I have a Mesorah. Fast days, we end early. In other words, in my shtibul, everything was late, except fast days. On the other fast, except for Yom Kippur, the rabbi was always so makradav and so late, early. Why? People are fasting. It's dangerous. So fast days, the regular fast days in our shul, we daven half an hour after shkia, we already daven. When's the fast over, rabbi? Whenever you get home. It's already probably by then 45, 50 minutes after the shkia. It's good enough. Yom Kippur, we daven ma'ariv. Approximately, I put in the bulletin, Marv, approximately 45 minutes after the Shkia, that's Marv. If somebody sees when I write Marv and they break the fast down, which they shouldn't do if they're healthy, you should wait until after Marv. Lo noha, 45 minutes is enough to be after Shkia, with after Seis, with the Tosefis a little bit, but still, for both people who are going to be in Shul, till they break the fast, it'll be more than an hour after the Shkia. I know here in Yeshiva they go later. I know that. Shiva is full of healthy, young, healthy, macho guys. No, I'm not favor going too late, even in the yeshiva. I've seen people faint, even whatever. So I think it should be over a little bit earlier than they do in other shuls. I mean, some it's later than some other shuls. But that's what I'm saying over here. Okay, Rabosai, done. Finished. Only other thing which I'm just mentioning is that there's some people who change around some of the texts that seem to be appealing to angels, or midos, like midos erachim olein eskago, which is right smack in the middle of Nila. We just said it also today, right? That's your Gimel Midos, the same thing. So some say you should change it, the Rav changed it a little bit, I was told. I would love to change it, but my balabatim, if I start changing the nusach in the middle of Nila dramatically, I don't think it would fly, so we rely on those poskim who say that it's okay. And if you have in mind that it's only doing a certain thing, the fiat can have in mind. I'm saying this according to the people who say it's okay. And if not, it shouldn't count. Whatever, that's okay. But we only have another 20 minutes or so. You give me 22 minutes, we'll give you the world, to try to learn the Seder Avoda in 22 minutes. That's not an easy task, but these are some highlights. And what I brought you over here is the Seder Avoda. I'm going to call with the tikkunim of the Nishmas Adam, and Moshe Abrams, the Gabbai, gave me a copy, this on page 1, and he actually put in all the tikkunim in red, he told me. So we'll see what the story is. Okay? It's in fact in red for this edition. Okay. The first correction. Avodas HaTomen Shel Shachar. Okay? You can find that. The Tomen Shel Shachar is found in the Pays. We're going in alphabetical order, right? We're in the Pays. Right? We start with the Trumas Hadeshen, which, by the way, the Balamor was so upset with this. The Balamor at the beginning of Yuma says that all these people who wrote the poem made a mistake. There are no payosos. You know what pious means? What is a pious? Mifala pious.
Lottery.
A lottery. Who the Kohen should get? He says, it's ridiculous. The Kohen Gadol gets everything on Yom Kippur. There's no need for payosos. This is a terrible mistake. The first Ramban in Masechta Yuma has a lengthy defense. You know, Ramban always is a loyal defender of what's there. A lengthy defense of the people who wrote the payosos. Put the payosos in the Gaonim, did it? They're great people. The Ramban is, you know, all these Gaonim are a mistake. And the Balamor, lo levad nitna chokhba. Only he knows. But the problem is he's right. The Kohen Gadol does everything. So the Ramban, again, to make things very, very brief, says, no, it's not correct. The Balamor's lashon is, Hevi odea ki bali akrovas shekhnisu piyutin, the seir avodos yom abo payosas, to kulim b'mishnasenu. The way vinu ki payosas achashuvim b'mishnasenu, the shayim os hashonim. Not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, he does everything himself. Ramban says, can't be. So the first pious is Trumas Hadeshen. That's before could do done even before Chatzos Laila. That's not part of Avodas Yom. It's Avodas Laila. The Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do it. Finished. He only gets Avodas Yom. Okay, that's the first one. That's the Ayin. Also Trumas Hadeshen, the pious Rishon. Fine. What's the second one? The Fisul Dishon Pnimi Umanora. Those who know Yuma know that's the second one. Dishon Pnimi Menorah. Okay? I left out what we do every day about the Shochei Zorek, because that's done by the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah Chei Chafei and Yuma. Okay? They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing. But there are technical reasons why the Dishon Pnimi and Menorah, again, because it's Avodas Laila, it's like the Chumas Hadeshen, it's a Machshir Avodah. The third one, what's the third? Ekev Ketores Pais Chadashim Mishaleshim, but the Ketores by the Kohen Gadol. No, not the Ketores, my Rebbe said. Ekev Ketores. Because of the Ketores, he holds the shovel with the coals in it. That's Ekev Ketores. That's done by a different Kohen. That's what Ekev, my Rebbe said. And the fourth one, was it? Aroch Nesochim Yachad Pais Revi, the Ramban says, who takes the Evarim from the Kevesh, from the ramp, onto the Mizbeach. That's the Avram which are left over from Erev Yom Kippur. So it's Avodas Laila. It's a problem. You're allowed to do it in Yom Kippur. It's a little complicated. Maybe if Shabbos is before Yom Kippur, a little complicated again. These are some of the Ramban's suggestion. Maybe we mean it's the person who gives it to the Kohen Gadol so he can throw it onto the fire. Again, Makshiri Avodah. That'll be a possibility. Not Makdir himself. He means helping the Kohen out. Okay? Not going to be pshat. Aroch nesachim yachad. He is not putting it on the fire that the Kohen Gadol does. He's mesadir it, barosh Hashem Mizbeach, and then the Kohen Gadol takes it from there. Okay? So that takes care of the payosos, which are here, despite the Balamor's objection. Now we're up to the... Is anyone familiar with the general outline of the Avodas Yom Kippur? It's a play in five acts. Is that like Shakespeare's five acts? Nice recollection from a long time ago. Five acts. Chutz, Pnim, Chutz, Pnim, Chutz. Chutz is the big day Zav, and the Pnim, when he goes in, only the big day Lovin. Are you familiar with this? He said, Pesukim, you should know this. Pesukim, Mechumish, Mishnayas. The Mishnayas are right over here in the Art Scroll Machzor. They did a good job. They put the Mishnayas in, so if a person wants to learn Mishnayas on Leil Yom Kippur, he has it in his Machzor. They have a very clear, beautiful explanation of the Mishnayas Yuma. Very beautiful. And they even have, if I can find it, Yes, I found it. On page 232, the sequence of the Kohen Gadol's Yom Kippur service. Very, very important. There's so many korbanos, right? It goes from A to K. That's 11 different korbanos. When do you do them? So he gives chronological sequence of 42 different things that are being done. And all 42, presumably, are found in the Seder of Odov, but are they or really are they not? That's part of the problem. So he says, you remove the ashes. The first immersion. Okay. The first immersion is found on line 2 of page 560. Keep one hand in 232, one hand in 560. Eira Suso, okay, he takes off his civvies, it's a Tava of Otza of him, puts on his the eight begotten of the Kohen Gadol. Omad v'kidesh v'keretz t'min ha-shachar. So he's the first avoda is the Tomei Shel Shachar. Okay, that's 1, 2, and 3. And 4, receiving the Torah's blood. All that is there in the second line over here. Fine. Okay, now comes the problem. So the Chayyadim writes, if you read it, in my avoda, I wrote for who kibel v'zarak, when did it, right? For who kibel v'zarak, everyone see it, where it's found? Let's see. On page 560, he says, lifnim lehechal nichnas lehetiv chamesh neros, and then perash hikdir lehetiv, which goes on the two neros. If you daven every day, you know that there's a difference between the five neros and the two neros. The machlokes Abba Shaul and the Rabbanim, what intervenes? The Dama Tamid or the Ktoros? But unfortunately, Amis Koach does not have any reference to the five and the two. They're all together as one, which is simply, he says, incorrect. It's incorrect. There's no reference to the distinction between the five neros and the two neros. We have Perash, Hikdir, Vehetiv, right? All the neros. But it's not so. There's five, and then there's two. You know what? Since you may not, you have to have a third finger here. You have aside from 560 and 232, why just look at what we have in the Siddur every day? Which is Abaye Hava Mesader. It's on page 268. Some of us say this every single day. What does it say? Dishim ibn Echapnim, Mikonim Achatavas, the last two lines on the page. Chamesh Neros. Vatamas Chamesh Neros, called them as Adam Atamim. Vatam Atamim, called them as Tavash Neros. Is he clear? There's a something between. It's Ali B'Dabba Shol, it's the Dama Tomid, the Chachamasi, it's the Ktoros, but something intervenes, and in Amitz Koach, there's nothing. So the Chayotim is very upset. So before that, he puts in a whole phrase based on Atakonat, who Davis Nusuk Svardi. They have Atakonat. My Rebbe would say Atakonat is more accurate. This is one of the reasons. They have a distinction between the five and the two. They do. But this doesn't have it. So it's bad. So he has a distinction. Where did he put it? He tells you. On line 3 of 560, Perash Hikdir Vehetiv, that's what we have, which seems to have all seven Neros, Hatavas, all seven Neros. Before that, he put in a whole line. What was his whole line? Lifnim Nichnas Lehetiv Chamesh Neros. Right? He put a whole thing which we don't have. And then the Ktoros intervenes. So that's a good kasha. So I was trying to defend our custom. How I defend it? It's against what the Rabbi Abrams has in his thing. Okay? So the answer is that if you look in the Gemara in Masechta Yuma, he tells you why they had the distinction between the five and the two. Lahargish es ha'azara. Kula. To make a tumul. Make a tumul. My suggestion is, on Yom Kippur night, there's no need for it to make a tumul. The tumul is there already. The whole world's tumbling there. If they'll read them, it's in Masechta Yuma. It's all the tumul from Chatzos already. Maybe that's why I didn't have to make a distinction of the five and the two Yom Kippur. That's my suggestion. Okay. The next thing. Kacha Yamona. I'm skipping one line. Kacha Yamona. Should be there four times. We have Kacha Yamona in our Machzor twice. Where do you find it? Page 564. Kachayamona. He counts one top and seven down. He has it after they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. One, the par. The first one is the par. And the second one is the Sawyer. Okay, two. That's wrong, says the Chayodim. He did it two more times. Where did he do it two more times? Look on the next page, 566. Ro'at minicho v'dam pornatal. Raglav heiretz v'tzog chutz lebodolos. Now he's now in the heichel. Rikri parochas yaz. He'll now do seven more times. K'mishpat kapores. Well, guess what? Kach hoya monet in the Mishnah. He said another time. Viter. Rogash Mishina v'hiza v'didam sor. Guess what? A fourth time, kachayamona. So we do that, and I do that. And the Balabatra used to it by now. This is the Mishnah of Hereshes. Why I left it out, I don't understand. So this change I make as well. The worst of the worst of the worst is the very next line. It's against the Pasuk and Chumash. Shav ubulolam v'chitei mizbeach sagur. Okay, for those who know the Pesukim, after you finish the seven of the par and the seven of the sor in Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the seven par and the seven sor on the Heichel, what do? You mix the dam of the par and the dam of sor, and you go now to the Mizbech HaSogah, which means the Mizbech HaPnimi in the Heichel. Sheva al Toro of Ikron of Arba. That's not against the Mishnah. That's against the Pasuk. What Pasuk? The Pasuk we say in Kriyas HaTorah. I can show where the pasuk is found. Take a look, if you will, on page 454, I believe. Let's see. Right. Watch this. It's five lines up. V'hiza olam min adam. You're going. What did it say? V'yotza. Now you go. You went out. You already finished all the. You finished what? You finished in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kiva al Kodesh in the Heichel and the Parochas. Now it says over here, Revi Chamishi, for Yotza Mizbeach Hashalifnei Hashem, Echi Perlov. Okay, what do you do? The Kach Midama Por Midama Sori, they mix together. For Nosan, Al Kano Samizbeach Sovir, on the four corners. Then, for Hizo Alam and Adam al Mezbo Sheva Pomim. Then seven. Four and then seven. What did the Python do? Sheva al Torah Vikron of Arba. Seven and four. Why did he do it? Who knows why he did it? Not rhyme.
The
Aleph Beis. Everything is up to the letter Shin. Zachar is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's against the Pasuk. I change it to Kron of Arba V'Shev Al Toro. Avada. My Balabat, I'm not going to like that. I'm saying the whole thing out loud. I make a difference. More minor change. I say Shev Al Toro Achrei B'Kron of Arba. Ah. So we got it right without too much of a change. But now, in the remaining 8 minutes, comes the most complicated part of the shiur, which you say for the last. No, I'll give you one more, which is a clear mistake. Watch this. The very last one in the Chayodim, before we get to the most complicated part. We're up to the Tufts already. The Tufts, the very, very end. 568, the second line. Tor v'kidesh, poshat toval v'kidesh, tachrich badim ot. That's wrong. The Kohen Gadol, what he would do, he would first wash his hands and feet, take off the garments, go to the mikveh, then put on the garments, and then do the next Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So this Chayotim simply took out the word V'Kiddush, it's a mistake, and put the word V'Kiddush, he transposed it three words later. He transposed it. It's a Tol Sofer, he says. Kiddush day after the Levisha. He says, just put the word V'kidesh later. Poshat, right? See? Toval, tachrich, badem, ot, V'kidesh. But how did this mistake come about? So my hunch is that he put in the word Bakodesh. The word is Bakodesh. Pause, but you have to be toval Bakodesh except for the first one. And then it said, tachrich, badem, ot, V'kidesh. Had three times the print the thought, took out the last one. That's his mistake. So I put Vakodesh, then I put Vakidesh after the word Ot. But more or less the same as Chayotim. Now I come to the 7 minutes for the whole Seder Avoda, and he says, this is really a mistake. Trav Chados and Musafin, that's found on the first line of page 568, Hikav Kachok, the Chayyarim writes, Tzarech Ian, the low command. It's like nobody. It's a machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva when you brought the Musafin. Chod Rabbi Lezer, you brought the Musafin in the morning. Excuse me, in the evening, with Tomash Lebein Avayim at Tefillah, hey, Act 5. But the Paitan put it in the third act. Called Rabbi Akiva, the Rambam passing that way, all the Musafin were in Act 1, except for the Sarah Vachitza. So this is bad. According to the Rosh, according to Rabbi Akiva, some of the Musafin were in the morning, and some of them in the fifth act. So it's like nobody. He's not following not the Rosh, not the Rambam, not Rabbi Lezer, not Rabbi Akiva, nobody. So therefore, he has a whole new Haggah, which is found in bold red print by Rabbi Abrams as follows. You have to go back now to the Pays. Back to the Pays, all right? The Pays are could be found in your Mahzer. Take the alphabet back to Pays. Page 560. Okay? After the words, Pulas kolil hishtim v'oska seder, he throws in an entire line. He wasn't caring about olive bases, nothing. He put all the musafim here in the first tefillah, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which is followed by the Rambam. That's what he does. He follows the Rambam and Rabbi Akiva. That's what he does. In the tefillah HaGimel, when he got to the shins, okay, Where did he put it in? He said, "Ot, hold on, Shiresh v'Tovel." Where is that? The last line of page 566. Shiresh v'Tovel pazim ot v'kidesh. What did he put in there? He puts in there, Techef tochafi os. It's on the last line on your page. Osa soyer hanasa b'chutz ve'elo ve'elo om. He threw in the Sarach Ubachutz over here. This is the Agah of the Chayadam. Okay. It follows Rabbi Akiva. It follows Rabbi Akiva in the Rambam. Okay. So the question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, can we possibly defend Ames Koach? How can you defend it? So on a simple level, the Paitan holds like the Baal HaMor. I read you the words of the Baal HaMor. When it says in the Mishnah, you have a Mishnayos here, Mishnayos that we had before, 232, after the Mishnayos. This is an important Mishnah which is found here, the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lezer. It's found over here in the 7th Perek of Mishnayos Yuma. Let's get the right page over here. Page 220. Okay. What did he do? Kirev. Also, as Elov, as Elohim, as Shivas, Kvasim, Tmim, Ben Eshana, Dibber Abelezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Tomesh Shol Shachar, Hoyu Kravim. Okay. So now the question becomes, when exactly were these Musafin brought? When were they brought? So the Gemara says that Par Ha'ol of Zayin Kvasim Shmishir Shacharis Natsim Bechutz Im Tomash Rabbein Arbayim. Act 5. Tomash Rabbein Arbayim. We have it here in Act 3. It's like nobody. Listen to what the Baal HaMor says. Baal HaMor says, I'm reading you the words of the Baal HaMor. Im Tomash Rabbein Arbayim Lav Dafka. Whereas after Act 2, it's called Im Tomash Rabbein Arbayim. He did it in the third act. So the Paitan is following Rabbi Eliezer of the Tosefta, the way he explains the Mishnah. He's not arguing. No machlokas. The Tosefta says pshat in the Paitan. The Tosefta already defended the Paitan. And he says, even though we pass like Rabbi Akiva, here we pass like Rabbi Eliezer of the Tosefta, because the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Eliezer's view, the name of Chachamim. So very good. If that's the case, we can defend our Paitan very well. He follows Rabbi Eliezer, not like Rabbi Akiva, because it's like Chachamim and Tosefta, and Shalom al Yisrael. However, I want to end with my last piece, which is I want to say that the Paitan is one step ahead of everybody. Because in the Rosh quote to Seder Avoda, He's machriya each and every dispute except for one. Each and every dispute except for one. The Rosh says, I don't know who's right. Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Eleza. And maybe the Python wanted to play both ends from the middle. Why? The line I told you before, a very, very enigmatic line. The fourth line of page 560. Pu'ulas kolol hishlim v'os kaseder. What is that? What does it mean? My Rebbe was once asked this when we learned the Seder Avodah. This goes back 50 years ago. What does that line mean? He suggests, well, maybe it means the minchas chavitin, which is not found here in the Amitz Koach. The problem with that suggestion, we say every day, chavitin are before the nesachim. And he has the word nesachim before, the word v'nisach has before, pulas kol hishnim v'os kaseder. Perhaps the Python was trying to play both ends in the middle. He said, you know, it can mean absolutely nothing. He told Rabbi Elazar, it means nothing. It's a summation. Pulas, kolel, hishlev, as kaseder. He finished everything he did before. But if Rabbi Akiva is right, you know what it refers to? You know what it refers to? The olas of musafim, and goes like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, what he said in the third tefillah, Trav, remember that line, 568, top line? Trav, chadas and musafin, hikriv kachok. What does it mean? Only the sar nasa b'chutz, which is part of the musafin, comes after Ela of Elaam, according to the girsa of the Vilna Gaon and Afayin Amud Beis. So the Python is hedging his bets. If Rabbi Lezer is right, it's just a summary statement, and musafin refers to all the musafin. If Rabbi Akiva is right, then pulas kolol refers to the musaf, the oldest musaf, and the musafin, chadas musafin, is only talking about the sirah chatas. Now I'll tell you a secret. When the chayadam is magia, what he was magia, is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. He said, he added the word sara nasa b'chutz, otherwise it's not found in the period at all. He's magia like Rabbi Akiva, so he has to add the word minchas chavtot, minchas musaf and veniska hikrev kachok. If you ask me, that's the low command. Quote Rabbi Akiva, the minchas musaf and veniska is in tefillah aleph, as it says in the period of Atakonanta. So therefore, if I have it right, at fakir, Amitz Koach has a quote to everybody, if with that little twist at the end, and the chayodim may not be quote to everybody. So I want to end the shir with the last words of the Ramban. After his long piece against the Balamor, he ends like this. V'keel melech yoshev akisei rachamim yizakenu liros v'binyan beis olamim v'oz teda divrei mikayamim. When Mashiach will come, we'll know what the Balamor is right or the Ramban is right. V'mheir of yameinu amein agamach hasima tova to one and all.
Sorry,
man.
Thank you so much,
Jeremy. Sorry, I started a little late. I did a little late. I'm so sorry.
It's all flexible. It's all flexible.